Amos chapter 3, Mishnah 4. Shnaim shefkidu etzel echad. Two deposited money with one person. Ze mane veze masayim. The one deposits 100 and the other deposits 200. And then ze ma shelim masayim veze ma shelim masayim. And then they both claim that the 200 was theirs. Let's say they give the guy a 200. There's a the guy received all the money. He's got a 100 rand note and a 200 rand note. So they say to him, the 200. They both say to him, the 200 rand's mine. Okay, so now what do we do? It says the mission, noisen is their money, will is their money. First opinion, you give this one 100 and that one 100. V'sha'ar yehem munach ad shevo Eliya. And the third 100, you leave until Eliya or Navi comes at the time of Mashiach. And then he will be able to tell you who the third 100 belongs to. That's the first opinion. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Imkain, my hifsid arama, if you run it that way, what does the deceiver lose? There's no loss to like trying to put in a deceitful claim over there. Ela hakol yehem munach ad shevoele. He says rather let it all sit until Eliyahu comes. Nobody gets any money, you know. And what are you accomplishing by that? You're stopping people from trying to deceive, you know. So if the guy comes along and he says it's my 200 and it's not his 200, he's even going to lose his 100. You see that? Because the whole thing will be kept over for Eliyahu.
The guy
that's honest. The guy that's honest also loses that. But the main aim of here is to prevent people from coming and claiming money that's not theirs, because they're going to lose out. And if you follow the first opinion, they're not going to lose out, because he left 100 and he's going to get 100 back. So there's no fine, there's no knas to him claiming the 200. He might as well try a claim if he's a cheat. But this way there's at least some fine for him, you know, trying to collect the 200.